This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth is the founder and president at virginiatomorrow.com. He joins us every week to talk a little Virginia politics. And here we are, Bob, counting down just 6 days to go until the midterm elections.
Yeah, it's been quite a season, Coy. I don't think we've seen one like this in some time for the midterms, where people really think there's going to be a wave or a tsunami coming next week.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be, here we are already starting the postmortem on this election, but what do you think is going to be some of the takeaways from this year's midterms?
Well, I mean, again, I think people are going to be emphasizing the importance of enthusiasm and who came out and voted on which side. And then secondly, I think we're really going to be looking at what happens with independent voters. People that Barack Obama carried in 2008, and everybody, I think, is going to be watching to see whether or not the Democrats are at all successful at keeping them in the fold, or whether they're going to do what they did in Virginia in 2009 and move over to the Republican side in huge numbers, as 70% of independents supported Bob McDonnell here in Virginia. And if that's a signal of what's happening nationally, it'll be a tough night for the Democrats.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The phone lines are open for you. Join the conversation at 977-1070. You have a candidate you have already selected that you're going to be voting for. You give us a call and share your reasons. I'm curious who you're going to vote for and why. Bob, can we get an update about the ABC privatization? Here we are. We got the midterms coming up, but then right behind that, the news is going to be about the upcoming Virginia General Assembly session, which will start, of course, in January. Are we going to see Virginia get out of the liquor business?
I think that's still a tough sell. I think what you're going to see is Bob McDonnell reframe the issue. He's going to present 6 or 8 or 10 different government reforms, of which ABC privatization is going to be one of them. But right now, the struggle for McDonnell is not only does he have strong opposition among Democrats, but a number of people in the House Republican caucus are not supporting it, and that's going to make it a very difficult uphill climb. He's going to have to find some way provide a number of these individuals with some favors that they want if he's going to gain their support.
The VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website, and I would urge everybody to go there and encourage folks to read Barney Day's recent essay about ABC, which is titled "The Wrong Debate on ABC." What was his point, Bob, as you read it?
Well, he makes your point, Coy.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you recommended it, and I thought you'd like it.
But, yes, I did.
The reality of it is that Day basically said, just get out of the business. Don't try to connect it to transportation. Don't say you're going to solve any transportation problem by getting out of there. Get out of there. Lose all the administrative costs. And he says the reality is that Virginia in the long run will probably make money simply by not trying to run that business and have all the costs associated with it. He doesn't think it's the real profit maker that some people claim it is right now.
Interesting. And when we talk about associating it with transportation, that was in hindsight, that may have been a mistake for Governor McDonald to link the two, you think?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, there was a clear strategy behind this. He was basically thinking that most of the Republicans would support it, that he wouldn't have a lot of trouble from his own caucus in having them support it. And if they supported it, he'd have to find a way to get Democrats on his side. And the way to do that was to put pressure on Democrats, particularly in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, by linking it to transportation. So I understand the philosophy behind it, but the reality is his problem, I think, has been that there's been a lot of conservative Republicans who are simply not very eager to open up the liquor business at the moment to all kinds of, to open it up in a way that's not tightly controlled. Secondly, some people felt that there may even be a tax somehow hidden in this proposal, and they didn't like that. But I think the reality is that there are a lot of conservative Republicans who worry about the problems that you would have if you opened up the liquor business and let the private sector just do its thing.
To what we're talking with Bob Holsworth, the website is virginiatomorrow.com. I'm curious to what extent They need facts, then, of all the studies around the country that have shown when states get out of the liquor business that there aren't the problems that, for some reason, the social conservative elected folk here in Virginia think that there are going to be. How many studies and facts do they need, or are they ignoring to maintain this facetious argument?
Well, Coy, I think what happens is that you could have 100 studies, but if some person believes that if the first thing that you're going to see if you drive into their county or the flashing lights of a liquor store, they don't quite believe all the studies, or they think, well, maybe that's well and good, but it may not be best for my locality. And, you know, the other thing here, Coy, is that there is not a huge public outcry on this. So what's happening is that for many of the legislators, this is kind of a free vote, you might say, on what they want to do or don't want to do, that they don't necessarily, I think, really believe that there's this huge group of people in the public who, you know, are going to be extraordinarily frustrated with them if they still have to go to an ABC store rather than Walmart to get their liquor.
Yeah. Well, when this chapter of efforts to privatize the liquor business in Virginia and return it to the marketplace where it belongs instead of in government, when this chapter is written, I would hope that it would the headline would read something to the effect that, you know, anti-big government conservatives keep Virginia in the liquor business, because that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because, you know, what Bob McDonnell has said, that, you know, essentially what he's going to do is to reduce the size of government. And the reality here, Coy, is that if you take a look at all the things that Virginia government does, and you'd like to pick the first thing it could get out of without impacting any core service, it's really the liquor business.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's the easiest way to reduce the size of government tomorrow. But it just shows you that in some instances, there's a constituency for almost anything that government does.
Yeah, it is amazing, and yet just another example that we've seen from where I've sit of exploding stereotypes, and where it's just, you know, we are definitely not in Kansas anymore. It's amazing. We're talking with Bob Holsworth, the website, of course, you know it, virginiatomorrow.com. And Ted is on the line in Waynesboro, regular listener. Always look forward to his calls. Ted, thank you for the call. You're on with Bob. Go right ahead.
Hey, thank you, Coy. Appreciate the time here. I lived in Chicago, where for years and years, you go to the drugstore or to the big supermarkets to get your liquor, and it just hasn't been a big deal. And I also lived in Ohio when they were switching over from state stores to putting it in the mainstream business, and it's just a big non-issue.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, most have it, are pretty comfortable with the privatization. I think there is, you know, some concern in Virginia that's often raised that, well, we don't want to look like Maryland or D.C., or we don't want to have this proliferation, which I think actually is handled pretty well and successfully in the McDonnell plan. But I think, you know, the combination of a sense that it's not the most urgent issue with a feeling that the current system is not terribly broke has really reduced the sense of urgency. And then you see this other thing that's going on, Coy, is that, you know, there's not a lot of people, for whatever reason, even though he's a very popular guy, just running to the defense of, you know, we have to support our governor. It seems that those days simply might just be over in American culture.
Yeah, this is really something. The phone lines are open. 977-1070 is the phone number, and it will just be such a... I remember thinking when he first proposed this, I was like, finally, you know, it looks like somebody who can move this forward. This, as you say, this is sort of low-hanging fruit when it comes to, you know, decreasing the size of Virginia state government. And yet I was shocked, and I shouldn't have been, but I was shocked to see that the real fight against the privatization of ABC and restoring liquor sales to the marketplace was being led by conservatives in Virginia.
Well, I mean, it just shows you that, you know, there are different brands of conservatism, and there's the conservatism that believes, you know, it's the government's duty and obligation to support what they consider to be the public good. And that's quite different from a more libertarian free market version of conservatism that essentially tells the government to stay out of the people's business.
Yeah. And so clearly then there is a, you know, that... that conservative faction that's very comfortable with big government. They just define it differently than liberals do. We're talking with Bob Holdsworth. It's virginiatomorrow.com. So what are you looking for, Bob, as we get closer to next week's elections? What's your read on what's happening in the 2nd District and especially up here in the 5th?
Well, you know, these are so interesting races, Coy, because almost everybody believes there's going to be a wave. Most Republicans that I've spoken to expect to win the 2nd, the 5th. They're even talking maybe about the 9th and the 11th. I spoke to a prominent Republican today who said we might get all four. Spoke to a couple of Republicans in the last couple of days who said, you know, 3 is for certain. So what's fascinating is that a lot of the polls show these races very, very close. But the Republicans believe, really, that on Election Day, they're going to have a big turnout advantage. So we're going to have to see whether that materializes. But at the moment, I think there's going to be a couple Republican seats. Tom Perriello, the interesting issue, running very close in the polls, has taken this huge gamble, I think. And that gamble is bringing in Barack Obama on Friday. Obviously he wants to generate a turnout in Charlottesville, particularly among the University of Virginia. But will that have the same impact that George Bush, Jerry Kilgore did in 2005, which was quite negative because Kilgore was not, Bush was not popular throughout Virginia.
Yeah.
Obama is not very popular in large parts of this district. So this is a big 11th hour gamble that that Tom Perriello is taking, and we'll have to see whether it works out or not.
Fascinating stuff. The website's virginiatomorrow.com. Y'all check it out. Read Barney Day's essay there about ABC privatization. Bob, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. We got a lot to talk about next week, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'll be interesting the day before the election, so I'll have to hone those predictions.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob, so much. Appreciate it.
You take care, Coy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.